is Greg Moraya with your Alpi Radio News for the week of July 29th, 2018. LGBTQ Nation reports that former Press Secretary Sean Spicer has a new tell-all book. The Briefing, Politics, the Press, and the President is spilling the beans on the Trump administration, and one of the passages reveals what LGBTQ people have known all along. President Trump's support for the LGBT community during his campaign was a total sham. Spicer describes the lengths that the campaign went in an effort to nullify those in the party who opposed Trump's nomination. The group of moderate Republicans had signed and circulated a petition saying they would never accept Trump as the party's delegate. Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort and his lieutenants went one by one down the list of who signed the petition and persuaded them to remove their signatures. The last holdout on the list was Robert Sinners, a delegate from D.C., originally bound to support John Kasich. Senior Trump communications advisor Jason Miller took the lead on finding out what Sinners wanted in exchange for supporting Trump. Sinners said he wanted Trump to support gay rights. When Miller offered up a mention on LGBT rights during Trump's acceptance speech, it sealed the deal. Jason told Sinners Donald Trump's acceptance speech would acknowledge the LGBTQ community, which no other Republican acceptance speech had done. Since winning the election, Trump has become the worst president on LGBT rights. Under his leadership, the government has yanked non-discrimination protections for employees, arguing in court that businesses and schools can discriminate against LGBT people, erased mentions of LGBTQ people from government websites and materials, and attempted to ban transgender people from serving in the military. And here locally last week, two Guerneville men have received suspended jail sentences and have been ordered to complete community service after their convictions for stealing the gay pride flag this spring from the town plaza. Michael Thomas Campos, 35 years old, pled no contest last Friday to stealing the flag, according to a press release from the Sonoma County District Attorney's Office. Judge Chris Honigsberg placed Campos on 3 years probation and ordered him to complete 80 hours of community service cleaning the Russian River. Vincent O'Sullivan, 55 years old, was found guilty earlier for his role in the flag's theft. He was sentenced to 3 years probation and ordered to complete 100 hours of community service work cleaning the river. A surveillance camera had captured the images of the two men at the plaza flagpole in the early hours of May 9th. Campos later placed a napkin or rag over the camera while O'Sullivan removed the pride flag from the pole. And finally, the annual Lazy Bear Weekend, or should I say Lazy Bear Week, begins this Wednesday and runs through Monday, August 6th. This annual event draws bears, cubs, otters, and bear chasers from all over the country and features events happening throughout Guerneville, including pool parties, winery tours and tastings, a special art class, and two performances by out gay singer-songwriter Matt Alber. You can learn more about all the fun happening next week at LazyBearWeekend.com. For a calendar of LGBT events happening here in the North Bay, go to GaySonoma.com. And for all the LGBT news headlines we're following, go to our website at OutbeatNews.com. For Outbeat Radio News, I'm Greg Moraya.